राधे 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 गोविंदा
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा
भज मन राधे गोविंदा
भज मन राधे गोविंदा
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी
भज मन यमुना तीर विहारी
भज मन यमुना तीर विहारी
भज मन गोवर्धन गिरिधारी
भज मन गोवर्धन गिरिधारी
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी
भज मन राधे 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 राधे
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा
भज मन राधे गोविंदा भज मन राधे गोविंदा
भज मन राधे गोविंदा हमारे जीवन का सबसे बड़ा जो पुरुषार्थ है वो यही हो सकता है कि अज्ञान निद्रा से जागने के बाद हम अपने आप को अपने जीवन को भगवान के चरणों में समर्पित कर दें, अपने जीवन का सब भार उन्हें अर्पित कर दें। सौंप दिया इस जीवन का सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में
सौंप दिया इस जीवन का सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में
जीत तुम्हारे हाथों में और हार तुम्हारे हाथों में
जीत तुम्हारे हाथों में और हार तुम्हारे हाथों में
अब सौंप दिया इस जीवन का सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में
जीत तुम्हारे हाथों में और हार तुम्हारे हाथों में
मेरा निश्चय बस है एक यही एक बार तुम्हें पा जाऊं
सहनावतु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुदेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
वर्ष नंबर 80 शंकराचार्य जी से विषयाख्या ग्रह येन सुविरक्त असिनाहत स गच्छति भवावंदे पारं प्रत्युवर्जितः। विषयाख्या ग्रह येन विषय विषय मीन्स सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट दे आर हाउ दे आर लाइक ग्रह क्रोकोडाइल। सो डिजायर फॉर सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट लाइक क्रोकोडाइल एंड सुविरक्ति मैच्योर डिस्पैशन सुविरक्ति असिना असिना मीन्स द सॉर्ड हथ किल विद द सॉर्ड ऑफ डिस्पैशन किल योर डिजायर फॉर सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स। विच सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स? इट्स नॉट रोटी कपड़ा मकान, इट्स नॉट द नीड विच यू नीड टू कीप योर बॉडी फिट, इट्स नॉट दैट। If you are thinking this is going to give me happiness, I am dependent for my happiness on these objects, persons and beings, those things you have to cut. Then sagachati bhava ambodhe sagachati, that person who cuts this, he goes param, beyond bhavasagar, he goes. प्रत्युवर्जित विदाउट एनी डिफिकल्टी विदाउट एनी ऑब्स्टेकल्स विदाउट एनी डिफिकल्टी ही विल गो अवर। व्हाट इज नीडेड? डिस्पैशन, डिस्पैशन इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट डिस्पैशन एंड दिस डिस्पैशन शुड बी बेस्ड ऑन विवेक। इट्स नॉट दैट आपात वैराग्य, नो, इट शुड बी बेस्ड ऑन विवेक। व्हाट इज विवेक? नित्य अनित्य विवेक। व्हाट इज नित्य? Only one thing is nitya. Rest of the whole thing, anitya. Both are available. In nitya you get permanent soup. In anitya, it's a temporary. Priya mod pramod you get. So if you discriminate this way continuously, then what will happen? We all want soup. All beings want soup. What will happen? I will distance myself from the sense objects. I will take only that much which is needed to keep this body running. That's all. Itna hi chahiye. Then it is a visam visay marge gachata anachya buddhi. Anachya buddhi, achya buddhi, achhi buddhi. Good intellect. Anach, not good intellect. In other way, foolish person. अनच्छ बुद्धि विषम विषय मार्गे हु इज रेबलिंग इन द विषय मार्ग इन द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स। व्हाट विल हैपन? प्रतिपद अभियात मृत्यु, प्रतिपद इन हिच स्टेप अभियात मृत्यु, मृत्यु इज ओवरटेकिंग, द डेथ इज ओवरटेकिंग, डेथ इज ओवरटेकिंग कंटिन्यूअसली प्रतिपद अपनी एस बुद्धि यू नो दैट। देन हित सुजन गुरु उक्त्या गच्छता स्वस्य युक्ता। But who follows a guru? Who is guru? Sujan, a good person. He thinks about your welfare. Hit Sujan guru uktya, whatever he says, if you follow that, then what will happen? Prabhavati phala siddhi. There will be phala siddhi. There will be success. You will attain your goal. If you follow guru, then he says, Satyam iti eva vitti. No, this is truth. Satyam, this is truth. You have to do this. There is no way out. This is truth. Then he said, Mokshasya kancha yadi vai tavasti taj ati durat visyan visamyata. if you want moksha, if you have the desire for moksha, mochasya kancha, desire for moksha, yadi vai tavasti, if you have got the desire for moksha, then what you have to do? Teja, renounce. What? Vishaya, sense objects. Atinura. How? Like a poison. We don't want even to see it. Atinura. Keep it like it. And I have said many times, Vishaya words include this. Vishaya includes this. The first two letters are this. What is this wish? They bind you. All sense objects bind us. They are wish. Piyushvat like nectar. Piyush means nectar. Piyushvat like nectar. What you should do? Tos, daya, chama, arjavam, prashanti, danti, bhaja, nitya madara. Cultivate all these good qualities. Tos, contentment. We never get contentment. Banaya tha, I have come to America, chalo. $1 million is sufficient, multiplied by 70, comes to so much of Indian rupee. That is sufficient. And is that goal? Again goal change. Continuously we are changing. There is no tos, no contentment. Daya, chama, forgiveness, kindness. Then arjavam, straightforward. People are not straightforward. Who is a straightforward person? Kaya, vacha, mansa. And a person, what he is thinking, what he is speaking and what he is doing is in one line. He means that. That is straightforwardness. But we hardly find such people. Kaya, vacha, mansa. Arjun, prashanti, calmness of the mind. Danti, self-control. Etc. There are lots of values. And in all scriptures you will find the values are there. In Bhagavad Gita also you will find. Sthita Pragya Lakshan, then Bhakta Lakshan in chapter 12, chapter 13 in Kshetrajna Lakshan is there. Then in chapter 16 we have what? Devi Gun and Asuri Gun. Devi Gun, Vimochaya. Clearly God has said, if you follow this, Mukti. If you don't follow it, Gya. In the cycle of birth and death. How you have to run? Nityam. It's not ek bar sach bol diya bas ho gaya that I am. Nityam. Adarat. With respect you have to follow. Anuchan. Anuchan is always, every moment. Anuchan. Yat parihitya krityam. What actually is to be done, we are not doing. Parihitya. Nahi karenge. What is to be krityam? Shankaracharya says, anadi avidya krita bandha mochanam. This is goal. Anadi, beginningless, this avidya is coming from beginningless time. We still are ignorant. How do you prove you are ignorant? Arey bhai, aap realize hote to janmi nahi hota. The moment you get realized, there is no rebirth. Since we all are born, therefore we all are ignorant. Anadikal, avidya, ignorance of what? Your true nature, yourself. Avidya, anadi avidya, krita bandha mochan. This avidya has created this bandha. What is that anarthakari parampara? Avidya kam. This is your bandhan. Avidya kam karma. Because of avidya, I don't know that I am poon. I don't need anything from the world. But I don't know. I think I am a poon. Many times I have said, you have to always remember, I am a poon. So to make myself poon, I go into the world. I think this will make me poon, this person, this being, this object will make me poon, and I accumulating. But all these are anatma. Whatever we are collecting is all anatma. All changing and perishable. Thinking that will make me poon. It will never happen. Bandha mochanam. Deha pararth. What is the deha? This is for pararth. Pararth means paramartha. What is param? You have to know that param. That is the purpose of this deha. And pararth another meaning, it is meant for others. This deha is meant for others because all assemblies, they serve others. This body is also an assembly. House is an assembly of so many things. It is meant for others. Car is an assembly of many parts. It's meant for others. It's not for the car. This body is also assembly. Therefore, it is meant for others, serving others. Deparartho amusya posane. But what we are doing? Amusya posane. We are nourishing this great gross body. We are nourishing, suppose. Yes, sajjate so samanen hanti, but who is doing only nourishing this gross body? He says, hanti, samanen hanti, he is committing suicide. Committing suicide, not physical suicide, wasting his life. Wasting his life. Hanti. Sarir poshnarthi sanya atmanam dirgachati. Sarir poshnarthi. One who is engaged in nursing this body and also wants atmanam. Atma bhi chahiye, ye bhi chahiye. What will happen? Graham daru diyadritva nadim tartum sagacchati. He is trying to cross the nadi, thinking that this is a log, but actually that is a graham. A crocodile. If you are nursing your body, that means the desires are coming. If the desires are coming, bandhan is there, avidya kamkrit is continuing. So he is holding on to crocodile. He will never reach the other shore.
Mohaeva mahamrit.
Moha eva maha mrityu
mumukshorva puradishu moho vinirjito yena samukti padamarhati moha eva mahamrityu mumukshorva puradishu moho vinirjito yena samukti padamarhati.
Mumukshu, for a student seeking liberation, for a seeker, it is said, moho evam mahamrityu. Moho, pollution, is a mahamrityu. It's not ordinary mrityu. It's a tragic death. Mahamrityu. Vapuradisu, moho vinarjito yena sa mukti padam ardhati. But who can come out of this moho, he will get the mukti. Simple way. Moho evam mahamrityu. Why it is tragic death? It's a simple death, is a plain death, painless. Painless death, simple death. But this is mahamrityu. It's a tragic death. Why? Because you suffer for a long time. Moha delusion. You suffer for a long time. For many, many births we have suffered. It's not a one simple death. Many deaths we have crossed. Mahamrityu. What is this moh? Because of this moh, there is no progress. Moh means ignorance, fascination, infatuation, lack of discrimination. This is moh. Moh. Moh comes from the moh dhatu, vaichitte. Vaichitte means viparit jnana, opposite. Our understanding is wrong understanding, opposite understanding. Moh, vaichitte, viparit jnana. What is vivek? Which? It comes from the which dhatu. Which dhatu? Prithak bhave. Prithak. See, each word is coined from the dhatu, which has got a meaning. Vivek comes from which dhatu? Which dhatu? Prithak karme. You have to discriminate, separate. There are two things mixed. You have to separate. Atma and atma is mixed. You have to separate. This is it. What is bhaj? Bhaj means sevayam. You have to serve. Moha, moha here is the lack of understanding. What is lack of understanding? We think this unreal sansar world is real. We say jagat satya brahma mithya. It's not brahma satya jagat mithya. Our understanding is jagat is satya, is real. And Brahman for us is mithya. Kyu mithya? Dikhai nahi padta hai. So therefore, Brahman is mithya. But the Vedanta says just opposite. Brahma satya jagat mithya. This is our wrong understanding. This is moha. This is delusion. And for mumuchu, this moha is death. A simple person will die, nobody will say, nah, mar gaya, theek hai. But a mumuchu, what the people will say? Are, he was mumuchu, he was doing so much of sadhana. And he could not reach his goal. They will criticize. Mucho vapiradisu. So for mucho, it is mahamrityu. We all are mucho. And if we don't remove this moha, this delusion, this wrong understanding that jagat is satya, then we will also get the tragic death. What is this tragic death? Phirse janmlo. Tragic death. Moho vinarjito yena sa mukti pada maharati. Moho, delusion, vinarjito. Very simple, the quote. Jit. Jit means conquer. Nirjit. Nishchit rupa nirjit. Vinarjit. Totally conquer. Moha. There is no more moha. Vinarjito yena by whom? Saha, that person, mukti padam arhati. He deserves state of liberation. Arhati. He deserves. So if we end our delusion, then we will become fit for liberation. So one who is continuously analyzing and alert and who has conquered the moha, he is fit for mukti. When there is a lack of discrimination, it is bandhan. When there is a lack of discrimination, then there is bandhan. If you start analyzing correctly, according to the scripture, atma and anatma, definitely the moha will end. Okay, then what is this moham? 86.
Moham jahi mahamrityum.
Moham jahi mahamrityum.
Dehadara sutadishu. Dehadara sutadishu. Yam jitva munayo yanti.
Yam jitva munayo yanti.
Vishnu paramam padam.
Sad Vishnu paramam padam.
Moham jahi mahamrityum. Dehadara sutadishu. Yam jitva munayo yanti. Tad Vishnu paramam padam.
Moham jahi mahamrityu. Moham is mahamrityu. Tragic death. Jahi, kill it. Kisko? Moha ko. You have to kill. Moham jahi. Kill it. Moham. Mahamrityu. Acha. Whom to kill? Deha dar sutati su. Deha dar suta adi su. Deha, your body. Dar. You are saying, I'm not saying. Sut. Sut adisu. Sut means son, but that includes. Sut adisu. One person said, I am not married, no dar, sut, no son. It's not that way. And what is adishu? Lot, etc. We are attached to so many things. Deha, dar, sut, adishu. How do you verify that I am attached or not? We have got a festival, Deepavali. And in Deepavali, we all clean our house. Jhaar poch everything. Whatever there is in the loft or in the storeroom, you take out, clean it and keep it. There you will find burnt toaster, burnt bulb. You are keeping it. People keep it. Again, you keep it there. This is attachment. Dehadhar adasu. People are attached to tea. Sabere chai nahi milta to gadbad ho jata hai. See your state of mind if you don't get tea. People, at least in Bengal, Calcutta, we are also very much attached. Many times you take tea. But how much? They take a small cup. You can't even imagine. And the content will not be more than what you put here, the tea. It's only this much. But they will take number of times. If they don't get, mind is disturbed. So a student, a seeker should practice. Practice this. Practice. Acha, practice. A person went to a doctor. Asked the receptionist, is the doctor in? The receptionist said, he is practicing. Practicing on the, we say, man, lawyer, what you are doing? I am a lawyer. Are you employed? No, I am in practice. Huh? We say, man, like that. The receptionist said, he is in practice. The patient said, okay. When he becomes perfect, I will come. Let him practice. Practice. Very good. So, yam jitva muniyo yanti tad vishnu parampada. Muniyo, a contemplative person, jitva, who has conquered the moha, yanti, reaches where vishnu parampadam, he gets the parampada vishnu. He goes to the abode of vishnu. Vishnu parampadam. Aja phir ana padega, will I be coming back from there? So, in Gita, we have seen, yat gatva na nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. Yat gatva na nivartante. There is no question of coming back. Once you reach that state, after that, there is no question of coming back. So, how important it is. Gurudev said, a spiritual seeker has a healthy attitude toward the things and he keeps a balanced relationship. Mark the word balanced. He keeps a balanced relationship with everything around him in life. He loves all and he fulfills his duties toward them, but he never allows the world of relationship around to bind him and loot him his freedom to grow. He keeps ample elbow room to wage war against his own lower nature. Such an individual, intelligently organizing his connections with the world, will certainly run fleet-footed toward the goal to enter the state of freedom and experience supreme Vishnuhood. Many people ask, we are attached to Deha, Dar and Sut. How to detach? Thakur Ram Krishna said once, serve your brother, sister, parent, spouse, but know in your heart that they do not belong to you. माँ बाप भाई बहन सबकी सेवा करो मगर मन ही मन जानो ये तुम्हारे कोई नहीं है but only in mind don't speak मन ही मन जानो keep it in mind only. People ask now, what is this unattached love? This is unattached love. You have to serve all of them. But in the mind you have to know they do not belong to you. In this life, we are together, that's all. Bolna nahi, man hi man janna, don't speak. नहीं तो घर में आग जलेगी. मन ही मन जानो, ये तुम्हारे कोई नहीं है. गुड. नेक्स्ट.
त्वं मांस रुधिर स्नायु,
त्वं मांस रुधिर स्नायु,
मेदो मज्जास्ति संकुलम,
मेदो मज्जास्ति संकुलम,
पूर्णं मूत्रपुरिशाभ्यां,
पूर्णं मूत्रपुरिशाभ्यां,
स्थूलं निन्द्यमिदं वपुः,
स्थूलं निन्द्यमिदं वपुः,
त्वं मांसरुधिरस्नायु, मेदो मज्जास्ति संकुलम्, पूर्णं मूत्रपुरिशाभ्यां, स्थूलं निन्द्यमिदं वपुः.
You see, the biggest hurdle is the sthul sharir. Shankaracharya is again come back on the gross body. And he is condemning this gross body. He is telling, what is this gross body? So what is this gross body? It says sankulam. Sankulam is the total. Kul. In Hindi word, the kul is total. Have you seen the kasmamo? In any Hindi shop, they will write, you have bought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then in the right, last, there is a total. In Hindi, it is a kul. Sankulam. The sum total of what? These things. What are these things? Twang, mans, rudhir snayu, med, majja, asti. But earlier it was made of seven dhatus. There are some one, two items are changed here. The same thing. What is it? Twang, twang is skin, mans plus rudhir snayu, rudhir snayu, blood vessels, rudhir snayu, med, fat, majja, bone marrow, asti, bones. This is the packet, sankulan. Nicely packed. If each of one is served to you, you will hate, you will not like to touch it. Mans kaat ke de do, a cup of blood, bone marrow, you will not like to touch it. Even with the name of blood also people get sickening feeling. Some faint when the blood is, for blood test they take, some faint also. One person was going for the blood test for the first time. He tells his friend, tomorrow is my blood test, so I am getting ready. So he thought he has got to appear in an exam. He was getting ready with the blood. What is this Purnam Mutra Purishibhyam? Purnam is a field with what? Mutra, urine, Purishibhyam, fecal matters. Open the stomach, find all these things, fecal matter. But appearance is very good, packing is very good. Packing is very good. Sthulam Nindam Idam Vapu. Sthulam, this is gross. Idam, this. Nindam is condemned. Because the contents are like that only. Nindyam Bapu. Blame worthy. You see, in Patanjali it is said that you have to take bath every day. Otherwise, what will happen? You start stinking. So at that time, suppose you are doing a lot of sadhana and the Lord is pleased. He comes. Mango, boom, mango. But you have not taken bath for 1 month. You are smelling. The Lord will be there for 2-3 seconds. You are thinking, kya mange? By that time, disappeared. Can't stand the smell. Therefore, a lot of people, they put lot of scents every time. Scent laga lo, Bhagwan nahi jayenge. Very well. So this is gross body and we are attached to this gross body. The biggest hurdle is this. Other things, even if you can, you can remove your attachment from say relatives or the sense objects or your holding, but this one is very, very difficult. Therefore, he is telling what is the content of this. Samajh lo kya hai isme? What is the content inside this? And he is condemning. So how gross body is made, now he is telling. It's the same thing we have studied earlier also.
Panchikritebhyo bhutebhyah.
Panchikritebhyo bhutebhyah.
Sthulebhya purva karmana.
Sthulebhya purva karmana.
Samutpannamidam sthulam.
Samutpannamidam sthulam.
Bhogayatanam atmanah.
Bhogayatanam atmanah.
Avastha jagarastasya.
Avastha jagarastasya.
Sthulārthānubhavo yatha.
Sthulārthānubhavo yatha.
Panchikritebhyo bhutebhyo sthulebhyo purvakarmana samutpannamidam sthulam bhogayatanam atmanah avastha jagarastasya sthulārthānubhavo yatah.
Panchikritebhyo bhutebhyo sthulebhyo, these are all in the fifth case. In Sanskrit, the fifth. Purva karmana samutpanna. Samutpanna is created from what? Panchikrita bhutebhya. Panchikrita bhutebhya. Bhuta element. What type of element? Panchikrit. What is panchikrit? Grossified. We have seen in our tattva. Grossified. How they are grossified? That Shankaracharya has not said here. How they are said grossified? Tattva thoda revise karo. No. It's like this. First is the apanchikrit panchamahabhut, and this apanchikrit panchamahabhut have three gunas. Sattva, rajas and tamas. With the sattva guna was made, apanchikrit panchamahabhut, five jnanendriya and your manabuddhi. With the rajasic of apanchikrit panchamahabhut, that means sattva, were created panch prana and panch karmendriya. What remained? Tamogun was grossified. Tamogun was grossified, and with that tamogun grossified, this pinda and brahmand, all 14 yokas were made. That is panchikrit. So you have to always remember, it is the tamasic answer. Therefore, this body always wants to tamas. Tamasic answer. Panchikrit panchamahabhuta created. What is the definition given in Tattvabodh of sthula sarir? Panchikrit panchamahabhuta kritam satkarma janyam sukha dukha bhogayatanam. Then six vikars, sad vikar, asti jayate vardate viprinmate apakshiyate and vinakshatiti iti. That is the definition. Same thing is said in the other word. So what is the differentiating factor in the different bodies? Raw material is same, panchikripanta mahabhut, but why there is a different type of faces, different type of bodies? 84 lakh types of body Lord has made with this panchikrit panchamahabhuta. Why it is different? Because it is of the sat karma janyam. Here it is said, purva karma naam. What I have done, purva karma naam. According to my past actions. And the past actions are both pap and punya. When the punya are more, you get which body? Higher lokas. When the papas are more, lower loka. When the papa punya are more or equal, manushya loka. Therefore, we all experience joy and sorrow. Nobody can claim that throughout the life I was happy. And nobody can claim that I am throughout the life, I am sorrowful. It is equal. Everybody has experienced that. So, in the let us take an example. In a division, you will find all the houses are more or less same, are different, but made of same material. Cement, brick, sand, iron. They said that a lot of material. Material is same, but all of them look different. Why they look different? Because the person living in that, he decides he wants what type of house. Architect will come, aapko kitna bedroom chahiye, what size, you want the small bedroom or the big one, living room, this room, that room, eh? Whatever you say, he will draw and give it to you. It is my choice. Similarly, this body is also a building. Who decides? The jiva decides what type of body I want. And it depends on your karma. It depends on your karma. Therefore, we should all be very, very careful about our karma. With your karma, you are making your destiny. It is said in Upanishad, yatha karma yatha srutam. Here the Shankaracharya has said only karma. But yatha srutam also is there. What is srutam? Kitna satsang kiya. How much have you heard? Karma and how much you have heard srutam. That decides the body, the circumstances, the situation you will get. So now, this is sthula sarira. Next thing is, you have done the karma. Now the karma will come. Karma fall will come. The fruit of action will come. That is not in your hand. Even if you are very rich person, you cannot change the karma fall. Bhagwan, thoda paisa le lo, isko thoda change kar do. So, nothing can be done. Karma fall will come to you. And what is the purpose? Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, he said, Gahana karmano gati. Gahana. It's very, very difficult to say what karma will lead to what put of action. What will the karma be? Very difficult to say. Gahana karmano gati. What is this purpose of this gross body? So it is said, bhoga ayatanam atmanah. This is bhoga ayatanam. Ayatanam, its seat, its center. Bhog, we are transacting, we are experiencing. Bhoga ayatanam. Avastha jagrat tasya sthul artha anubhavo yatah. Avastha jagrat. How many avasthas are there? Three. Jagrat. Swapna, susupti. In jagrit avastha, gross body is needed, most important. All other bodies are also required. How many bodies are there? Three bodies. Sthula sarir, sukshma sarir, karan sarir. In the jagrit avastha, all three are active. In swapna avastha, sukshma and karan sarir active. And in susupti, only karan sarir. So it is said, avastha jagara tasya sthul arth anubhava. Sthul arth, gross. Arth, object. If you want to experience gross object, then gross body is needed in jagrit avastha. It is very active. But in other two states, gross body is not active. Have you seen that?
In dream state and deep sleep state, cross body is not active. It's taking rest. In waking time, if you want to enjoy gross object, then gross body is essential. Jagratavastha. Normally it is in daytime, but nowadays because of the IT, now night has become day. Night has become day. If here it is day, in India it is night. So people are working their whole night. You know what is called, we call them? Nisachar. They are awake in the night. Nisachar. In IT industry, there is no night. But for the gross body, there is night. When the dream and deep sleep is there, it is night of this gross body. Then gross body is not active. So for the experience of the sthul, you need sthul sarir. For the experience of the sukshma, you need sukshma sarir. For the emotions and all that, you need sukshma sarir. For the gross, you need gross body. For seeing molecules, you need microscope. Is it not so? Similarly, emotions, they are all subtle. So for them, you need subtle body. So for experience, you need that. If you want to go anywhere, you need gross body. But mentally, if you want to go there, want to go to in India mentally, 1 second, you are there in Delhi. But the gross body, physically you have to go. One person asks, how much it will cost if I want to go to Japan? He asks, physically or mentally? Mentally, no paisa, no kharach, no fare. So for dreaming, for deep sleep, you don't need this gross body. Gross body is needed only for the sthula anubhava, gross experience, you need this. Okay. So how we are enjoying this waking world?
Vayendriya sthula padartha sevam.
Vayendriya sthula padartha sevam.
Shrakchandanastriyadi vichitra rupam. Shrakchandanastriyadi vichitra rupam. Karoti jiva swayametadatmana. Karoti jiva swayametadatmana. Tasmat prashastir vapushosya jagare. Tasmat prashastir vapushosya jagare. Bhayendriyai sthula padartha seva. Shrakchandanastriyadi vichitra rupam. Karoti jiva swayametadatmana. Tasmat prashastir vapushosya jagare.
Jagare, in the waking state. Vayendri. Vayendri, what is Vayendri? External organs. Organs of action and organs of perception. Vayendriya. Vayendriya. Sthula padartha sevam karoti jiva. Sthula padartha, gross object. Sevam, enjoy. Karoti jiva. Jiva is experiencing sthula padartha. In the waking state, what is he experiencing? Dekho sab bata diya. Ek line mein, three words. Srak, chandan, stri, adi, vichitram, rupa, srak. Srak kya hota hai? Chandan, chandan I know. Stri also I know. Adi also I know. What is this srak? Srak means mala. Garland. Garland. Srak, chandan, chandan, sandalwood. Stri adi. And other things, the adi. Vichitra rupam, vichitra means many such things. विचित्र रूपा। वी हैव हर्ड अबाउट एसनात्रय, व्हाट इज दैट एसनात्रय? लोकेशना। स्वक मीन्स गार्लैंडिंग, गार्लैंडिंग मीन्स लोकेशना। आई मस्ट बी रिनाउंड, आई मस्ट बी रेस्पेक्टेड। चंदन, चंदन इज सैंडलवुड, इट रिप्रेजेंट वेल्थ, वेरी कॉस्टली चंदन वेल्थ। वित्तेषणा, वित्तेषणा। एंड स्त्री आदि पुत्रेषणा, स्रक चंदन स्त्री आदि। इट इज ऑल्सो सेड स्रक चंदन वनिता, समवेयर यू विल फाइंड वनिता ऑल्सो फॉर स्त्री। और कामिनी कांचन कीर्ति, कामिनी स्त्री, कांचन वेल्थ एंड कीर्ति फेम। सो दीज वर्ड्स यू विल फाइंड, सरक चंदन वनिता, सरक चंदन स्त्री, कामिनी कांचन कीर्ति, दिस एन इडियम लाइक वी हैव सीन अर्लियर। व्हाट वाज दैट? देह दारा सुत, एन इडियम, देह दारा सुत, देह बॉडी, दारा सुत। इन इंग्लिश वी से ना, आई अर्न माई ब्रेड एंड बटर, ब्रेड एंड बटर दैट मीन्स यू आर ओनली, आई मीन अर्निंग अमूल बटर एंड ब्रेड, दैट मीन्स रोटी कपड़ा मकान, इट इंक्लूड्स एवरीथिंग। सिमिलरली दिस ऑल्सो इंक्लूड हाउ ही एंजॉय, स्वयं एतद आत्मना बाई इट्सेल्फ, एतद आत्मना मीन्स आइडेंटिफाइंग विथ दिस ग्रॉस बॉडी, विथ द हेल्प ऑफ ज्ञान इंद्रिया एंड कर्म इंद्रिया, विथ द ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन एंड ऑर्गन्स ऑफ एक्शन ही एंजॉयज। तस्मात प्रशस्ति अस्य बपुष जागरे, तस्मात देयरफॉर प्रशस्ति द एमिनेंस अस्य बपुष ऑफ दिस बॉडी जागरे इन द वेकिंग स्टेट, देयरफॉर दिस ग्रॉस बॉडी ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन ऑर्गन्स ऑफ एक्शन हैज ग्रेटेस्ट रोल इन द जागृत अवस्था। The gross body, organs of perception and organs of action has a great role to play in the waking state. Gurudev writes the meaning. The individualized ego identifying itself with this body enjoys gross objects such as garland, sandal paste, woman, etc. of an endless variety by means of the sense organ. Therefore, this body has the greatest play in the waking state. अच्छा, एक और देख लेते हैं, जो 90।
सर्वोपि बाह्य संसारः,
सर्वोपि बाह्य संसारः,
पुरुषस्य यदाश्रयः,
पुरुषस्य यदाश्रयः,
विद्धि देहमिदं स्थूलं, विद्धि देहमिदं स्थूलं, गृहवत् गृहमेधिनः, गृहवत् गृहमेधिनः, सर्वोपि बाह्य संसारः, पुरुषस्य यदाश्रयः, विद्धि देहमिदं स्थूलं, गृहवत् गृहमेधिनः।
विद्धि, विद्धि नो व्हाट, सर्वोपि बाह्य संसारः, पुरुषस्य यदाश्रयः, देहम इदं स्थूलं। सर्वोपि, सर्व मीन्स ऑल, अपि मीन्स इवन, बाह्य संसार डीलिंग विद द एक्सटर्नल वर्ल्ड, बाह्य संसार एक्सटर्नल वर्ल्ड, पुरुषस्य ऑफ द मैन यदाश्रय, यदाश्रय मीन्स डिपेंडेंट अपॉन, देहम इदम स्थूलम ऑन दिस वर्ल्ड, व्हेन यू आर ट्रांजेक्टिंग विद द वर्ल्ड दिस बॉडी इज नीडेड। हाउ गृहवत गृहमेदिना, गृहवत गृहमेदिना, गृहवत लाइक ए गृह, गृह मीन्स होम, गृहमेदिना मीन्स द हाउस होल्डर, देर इज ए हाउस होल्डर एंड देर इज ए हाउस, सिमिलरली देर इज ए जीव एंड ही हैज गॉट ए हाउस विच इज ग्रॉस बॉडी। सो शंकराचार्य जी इज कंपेयरिंग ए जीव विथ ए ग्रॉस बॉडी, with a householder having a home. Home is also gross. And who is enjoying? Householder. Similarly, the jeev inside this, he is enjoying this gross body. Suppose if somebody wants to meet me, I will say, you come to my home. And if you are not there, how can you meet? You cannot meet. You need the jiva, the householder is needed. Similarly, if somebody wants to meet me, I must be awake in jagrat avastha. If I am sleeping, the jiva is not there for transacting. In the deep sleep, jiva is not there for transaction. So I have to be awake. Griha medina. So griha is made of several things. And who enjoy? Griha medina. Griha medina means householder. Similarly, this body is also made of many materials. There is a similarity. This body is also made of many dhatu. Who is enjoying? Jeev is enjoying. See, Shankaracharya giving an example. Griha medina, householder. When he is transacting from his house. Similarly, this body is also is a house. For whom? For the jiva, to transact. A boy was standing in front of a house. A person came. Is your parents in? He said, yes. Then that person knocked the door. No response. Again he asked, boy, is your parents in the house? He said, yes. But there is no response. He said, how do you say that this house belongs to me? Merely standing in front of the house doesn't mean that belongs to me. Next verse is, who am I? What is the nature of this gross body? That we'll take up on the next.
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्